The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, December 8th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, or optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. Thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner for the past year and a half, Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge.
How are you doing, sir? How's life?
Life is 86% really great.
Okay.
About 14% a little challenging, and that's a pretty good ratio.
I'll take 86, 14 every day.
There you go.
I did the math too real quick. Good job
on
doing that. I had my fingers out and everything. 86 plus 10 is 96. One, plus 4 is 100. Yes.
Check. You did not think I was going to get that.
No, I didn't really. I was when you said I'm 86%, I went, oh God. He goes, 47% bad. 3.2%. You've had, I was worried about you.
Hey, we're going to have Dr. Kirk Deering on today. I want to talk about a drug that had some contaminants. I think that was the issue last week, and there's some challenges with that drug, and he's going to give some alternatives, some options, and some information. Amazing clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World. I've just been so thrilled to have him on board that it blows me away. And also Scott, we just talk about it all the time. And also upcoming on Vital Health Radio in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we have Michelle from Learning RX. That is a company that I really didn't know much about until my daughter Katie got involved with her. It has to do with retraining our brains, adult brains and children brains, to be very efficient. So people have learning disabilities, ADD, ADHD, stroke victims. We have a test case going right now at Learning RX, a five-year-old that I know pretty darn well, and he is progressing very, very nicely. At this point, as of last week, the parent says he is listening at about a 15% better than he was before he went, and also has now started doing chores that he did not do before, and definitely focuses longer because it's retraining a muscle just like a bicep this week. If you go to the gym, you're going to get stronger. Well, the same applies to the brain, and I think many people don't realize that. I will say that just 2 days ago, Clint, I was really scared to fly my airplane because you had told me a story that on Tuesday that there
December
be,
3rd. Yeah.
December 3rd. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That there was going to be some interaction between our Air Force and aliens.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Let's back up. Let me say a quick thing about the Learning RX. I do want to give a shout out. I do not know them, but I have raised 3 kids. Mm-hmm. Every kid's very different. And when one kid's struggling with something, whether it's academics or athletics or it's health, any improvement, 15%, 5%, mm-hmm. Parents operate out of 2 things, hope and fear. And when you are worried about your child in an area, but you see some movement, that little spark of hope that just gives you energy. So a shout out to any company that can give parents that hope. Because really, hope is what you move forward on. So I just wanted to make sure that because I've been down that road.
That, if you're not a parent of a child who has some challenges in growing up, you don't really realize the hardships and the long nights and days that you are involved in. And you are exactly right. 10 to 15% is substantial.
That's massive. And sometimes challenges aren't things you see. Sometimes when we say, well, they have this learning thing or this physical thing or this emotional thing. 90% of that stuff that you don't see and doesn't really impact on a day-to-day basis that the public will see. So
exactly.
Just think it's very good. Second of all, yes, there was a web bot that was made in the late 1900s. I like to say it in the late 1900s. And it did some predictions. Well, in 2009, this gentleman named High, I think it's Bob High or Bill High, came out and said that Donald Trump's going to win an election, be president in 2016. He did this in 2009. Then he came out and said, hey, and President Trump is going to eventually go on this podcast with a guy named Joe Rogan. And this was 2009. He said after that, 39 days after that podcast experience, and Joe Rogan didn't have a podcast when he made this prediction.
Wow.
There will be alien interventions. And then Donald Trump gets elected, and for the last 45 days, all we have seen is UFOs over the Pentagon, over the Capitol, UFOs over military bases, these sightings, those sightings. So the crescendo of December 3rd being the day is up there with the Mayan calendar, the Y2K. You were in the plane that day. Did you see any?
I flew to Mississippi. First long trip I have made in quite some time.
Yeah. Did you see any shenanigans up there? See anything in the air that make you a little?
Not one single thing. And so I was facing the demons, and I.
You ready?
I was ready.
You're
going to
go straight ahead, man. Bring it.
Bring it on, brother.
Yeah, we're going to do Independence Day.
But I will say real quickly, I know this is about health, and I also want to tell, before I get sidelined here,
okay.
We also are going to have the people coming up on the show, Vital Health Radio. Another one will be Charlie Wysong. And why I'm bringing him back, and you know Charlie and some of his sons, very, very a Bible person,
very religious, very
strict with his lifestyle, known him for probably 40 years. Amazing commitment, but he has a daughter who had breast cancer. He's going to share a story that is remarkable to me about the power of natural healing. So he's going to be on. And then lastly, the people who own Haygood CBD company, they are one of the more ethical, most ethical, but there's a changing scenario coming in the CBD and all these stores that are out here. The estimation is, talked to him yesterday, that 60% will be closing.
Is this Brock? Is this the guy? Okay, because he's been on my podcast in the past two.
Well, 60% will be closing in the next 6 months. There's reasons for that, and there's good reasons for that. He will discuss that, and we're gonna really enlighten
people. I'm a little
concerned
about this one, so
yes,
I'm looking forward to, will that affect the things that you can represent?
No, not me at all.
Okay.
No, we're not on the fringes like that.
All right.
But yeah, so flying up there, I will say, and again, this is getting off the pattern of nutrition, but it was the coolest story. We land at Olive Branch Airport. It's in Mississippi. I'm taking this piece of equipment up there for this hospital. That's the reason I flew. Also gave me a good excuse to fly. And it was about 2-hour and 10-minute trip up and 2-hour and 10-minute trip back. But when I get there, I see this big jet. And it's one of those jets. It's probably $3-4 million and probably seats 16 people, something like that. Well, in that jet, the guy who is owner of the jet has 5 golden retrievers. Okay. He loves his golden retrievers. They love to fly in this jet. They obviously have been raised doing this, flying in these jets. Well, there's a gentleman there who gasses my plane up, and he's also there to help everyone else. Well, he's standing there holding the last golden retriever. The other 4 were already on the jet. And this happened when we were there. And so this nice gentleman who gasses me up is holding the chief pilot was standing next to this guy, the guy with the gas guy. Well, all of a sudden, the jet engine starts. They look over in the jet, and there's nobody sitting in the seat except a golden. He had hit the start button of the jet with his paw. Can you imagine? He panicked. The pilot.
How fast was that pilot?
Oh, my gosh. We were like 20 feet away, but we didn't know that exactly was going on.
We just felt the wind of that pilot rushing back to the cockpit.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, it's very cool and terrifying, too. The dogs out of the cockpit. I thought you were going to go, and the guy, I hit it off with him. He included me in his wheel. He gave me a golden retriever, and now we're best buddies. But no, dog flying a plane. That's a good one, too.
Guy ordered me a $400 Christmas present. and only I would do this, but it is a new development from a company and a fellow that I trust. Sawyer J is a wonderful podcaster and information person on natural health and healing. Mm-hmm. And he's been in like the top 20 people who were attacked during all of the COVID days for his outspokenness, but he's very ethical and backs everything up with research. But he came out with this video about this EMF blockers, electromagnetic field blockers. He said there's never been anything like this. Well, they make things you set next to you. They make a small one you put in your pocket. I didn't want either of those, but they make this watch, and this watch will extend 9 feet from me to actually negate the effects of these electromagnetic fields, which are going to hinder our health and our mental health probably substantially the longer we do it. So I'll give updates on that. I haven't gotten it quite yet. I don't know if you saw this, you may not because you've kind of disconnected from social media, but the video that I did on Instagram of why I will not stay at the new Drury Inn Hotel in Chattanooga.
I saw that on Facebook. I think it is also posted on Facebook.
Oh, it was, yeah. Well, on Instagram, it's got 22,000 views at this point and a lot of comments, a lot of shares. I was really surprised. And you know, you're the biggest podcaster here in town. You know, that's important to have the shares.
Absolutely.
And it's really because of VOCs in any new construction, that is volatile organic compounds. Those are very harmful to our system, endocrine system, cancer causing, you name it. It's completely verified in the medical research. No one can debate this. Well, it takes 2 years for these chemicals to reduce themselves by 90%. There was a lot of thought that plants may be able to do that. I looked into the plant theory, and that's been pretty much tossed aside because plants can't take this VOC and detoxify them like we thought they would.
They can't filter it.
Nope. Yeah. And so it just takes time. So I did this video.
Is this the stuff that's making the fire retardant stuff they put on couches and bedspreads and mattresses and drapes and carpets?
Yep.
And
but that you don't smell. The thing is the carpets and the woods and all any piece of furniture has terrible VOCs that are being outgassed. So I'm just, you know, again, and I said on there, you know, don't be thinking, oh, everything's going to kill you, Ed Jones. Don't you realize it? Yes, I do. We're all going to die someday. But 80% of the stuff out there is neutral. It doesn't hurt us.
So my question is, what happens if you're taking a trip? You got two nights a couple times a year. Is that okay? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is this more for the, traveling person?
It'd be a lot more harmful to the traveling person. The thing is, I don't know how you would personally check real fast how new is a hotel.
That's my point, though,
but many hotels put new on there, so you might know. And then the last one I did, which I was surprised, I just looked at this morning, 153,000 on Instagram for the cooking oils that I reviewed at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And it is pretty well, it's just like all grocery stores. I mean, there's only two or three really good cooking oils because I talk about this constantly. Seed Oil Scout is telling people what restaurants do not use or use less of these seed oils. What are seed oils? They're canola, safflower, shortening, some of those oils. Canola is the worst. What they do is cause cardiovascular damage. We know that for sure now. We used to think sugar was our big demon. It's really not. It's seed oils. It takes 7 years to get seed oils out of our human body.
So you're saying seed oils are worse than sugar?
Far worse, because sugar's out of your body the next day. Wow. Seed oils are out of the body in 7 years when you cumulatively eat them. And so,
if I stop eating all seed oils today, I will still have the remnants of that in my body for 7 years.
6 to 7 years.
And there's nothing I can do to detoxify
you can do
that.
You can do a lot of the healthier oils, which are, cooking-wise, tallow, maybe avocado oil, but you got to choose the brand properly. Coconut oil, butter, those are all very, very solid, good oils.
But you're saying to detox that stuff out of my body faster?
Only a sauna. I think only a sauna.
Sweating.
I hate sauna.
Okay.
I really do. And I want to thank Sean. He gave me, once a year, I get a gift card to a restaurant. He gave me, again this year, gift card to St. John's. Went last night and had the best piece of elk I have ever consumed in Edward Jones's life. Now, I will say on Seed Oil Scout, they rate restaurants. Well, St. John's, the heading is assume the worst. That may be because they just don't know to contact Seed Oil Scout and tell them the truth. The other restaurants I looked at, Nick and Norman says dine cautiously. Stir, which I do like, says dine cautiously. And then Aaliyah also says that. But what I love about Aaliyah and Public House, both of which says Dine Cautiously, is they attach a menu of all the foods that don't have seed oils.
Yeah.
So they're not perfect. I don't expect perfection. All I care about, give me five items that I know is safe. That's all. I don't need 25. And
I love Nick and Norm's, by the way, too. That's a good place. Yeah.
Well, I just wish the restaurants would at least say, okay, yeah, we're not going to give up cooking with these oils. But let me tell you the
products. Here's two alternatives or three alternatives.
Yeah, here's the products that we actually don't even use oil in.
Right.
Or maybe you could ask us to use other, like butter instead of these bad oils. And lastly, Dr. Kurt Dehring, who will be on the show today talking about some interesting information on a Klonopin, which is a anti-anxiety drug. But he saw my post on Cava, C-A-V-A restaurant.
Yeah.
He now is... I think he said he's got 1,000 points already on their scorecard because he goes so often. He loves Cava. I still haven't been. He showed me what he got.
Yeah.
And I will be there this next week.
Yeah. I've eaten it. Me and Jen ate there. Yeah, I got it to go one night. She ate it in Nashville a couple of times at a convention.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't.
It was good.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, it was real good. I enjoyed
it. Well, I have to learn what I need to order at restaurants. So sometimes the first one or two times.
Well, for you, it's that way. I just walk in and go, I'll take a number three, leave off the stuff real adults eat, leave mine like a 4-year-old child would eat it, and I'll take that.
Bingo. Yeah. Lots of processed carbs.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Bad fats.
And happiness, yeah.
Well, that is part of it. That's an important ingredient.
That's why I'm so much happier.
It's just an illusion of happiness, though, because when the heart attack happens, you're not happy.
Dude, I don't care if it's an illusion. It's my reality.
Oh, okay.
If I'm living in denial, it's a great place to be.
Well, you go ahead and deny.
I'm super happy over here in my little world.
You deny that heart attack when it happens. All right, brother. It is time to
take a break. You better hope it doesn't happen on the air. Now you're going to feel like crap, buddy.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking to Dr. Kurt Dehring, clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You. Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And we have Dr. Kurt Deering, one of our latest and greatest additions to Nutrition World. Never saw it coming, but sometimes, you know, jewels will fall out of the sky. And that's what happened when he contacted me. He's got 30 years experience in clinical pharmacy. What is a clinical pharmacist? It is someone who actually deals with the doctors and the patients and works with advice on the drugs and the choices and the dosages and the side effects. So he has practical working knowledge of what is best for individuals. Well, so welcome, Dr. Deering.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and you are a wealth of information, and he is out like a sponge for learning.
I want to go and say something, though, real quick before y'all talk about all the smart stuff. I've never seen, and I've worked there, and I say Scott, I don't want to go through the names because you've got some hardworking staff members. I love your staff. I have not seen anyone match the energy of your staff as fast as I have you, Dr. Deering.
Ever. Oh, thank you.
When I walk in that place, I'm not kidding you. When I walk in that place, I'm always greeted because they know me now. But, mm-hmm. but even before that, when I was just a consumer, they all knew me, but they were greeting me. How can we help you? Every aisle, You're like a buzz machine, man. I'm always having to say, I'm sorry, excuse me. You're talking to this guy and then this girl over here. So I just wanted to commend you because it can be a little intimidating when you walk into a new world like that to sit and watch. But you've dove head in, and I love that. Yeah. So that's my two cents on it.
I've loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
He jumped on the horse like I have rarely seen. Well, one is you got good brain power. You have a passion for the philosophies of natural healing, holistic healing, and balancing it with good pharmaceuticals. Because I used to believe that all we had to do was eat exactly right, clean, take nutrients, exercise, and nothing would ever go wrong. Well, Father Time has its way with us with years, and sometimes we have to manage it with some of the pharmaceuticals, but do it wisely. And I know I'm sitting here talking, we're already at 2 minutes, and you really have only said about seven words because I'm talking too much.
Ready, go.
Nope. Yeah, stop. But I loved your story yesterday that you said, Dr. Deering, about a lady that came to you. And again, I know you may think that a lot of people know this stuff. I had no idea of this. You talked to this lady and you looked at her two drugs she was taking and you said, these two drugs are really not safely compatible. And I'll bet you're getting them filled at two separate pharmacies. That's why the red flag did not go off. And I was like, I never knew that was a problem in the system. So exactly. Did I tell the story right?
Yep. That's right. She was on two medications that can cause a potential life-threatening arrhythmia, and this never would have been filled at a pharmacy. Even though they ignore a lot of drug interactions, they have to get to a certain level before they'll actually take it serious. This was at a level that they would have taken it serious. Problem was, it's two different doctors. So I said, let me guess, your rheumatologist prescribed this for you and your general practitioner prescribed this one for you. And she said, correct. And I said, and let me guess, you went to two different pharmacies. She said, yeah, I did one on a mail line, online order, and I did one at CVS Pharmacy. And I said, well, luckily, you've been on both of these for about 6 months now, and you haven't had any significant problems. I said, but now's the time to start weaning off this or getting off of it as soon as possible.
That's so amazing. And the thing is, at this point, it would be hard for a normal patient to know how could they work the system for their best safety, because they could go, I guess, and ask a pharmacist and just ask questions. But those are harder and harder these days because of busyness. They can come to Nutrition World, book an appointment with you online if they want to do a consultation. And also, you're so well versed in how do we take less drugs and still stay healthy, based on the doctor's opinion too. But you help to help them to make that decision. But I want to talk today about some headlines I saw recently on Klonopin. What kind of drug is that?
Klonopin is a benzodiazepine, so that people take it for panic attacks. It's got other indications, but I'd say 99% of the time people are taking it for panic attacks and anxiety.
And the headlines were something to do with contamination. What was that?
Yeah, there's a company called Endo who basically put out a whole lot of benzodiazepines that had the wrong strength on it. So the strength said a lower one, and it was actually a higher strength that was inside. So there was a potential for somebody to take it and be getting too much, which of course can lead to excess sedation and confusion. And the biggest key would be respiratory depression. And
That is serious. That's not like taking a little extra iron and having a bellyache, for sure. So with that, first off, those are addictive drugs, aren't they?
Very much so. Yeah.
I mean, they're great for the really, really short run if somebody just had some massive tragic event in their life and maybe a couple weeks. But beyond that, the brain starts getting really, really liking that drug, doesn't it?
Yeah, they get physically addicted to it, and they also get addicted to it.
I have a quick question. First time you take something like Klonopin, is that what it is? Klonopin?
Yeah. Klonopin.
Sometimes you have to take things a few days for you to feel an effect. Is it one of those immediate things? Because I've never.
It's immediate.
Okay.
It's immediate. I've taken it.
You start the process, shock. You start the process of feeling that immediately then, as far as the first day.
Right.
Okay.
And the problem you run into is that, well, we've run into a problem in this world where they call medicating normal. There's a Dr. McCoa talks about it, and it's basically, you don't let people go through normal emotions in life, and you have to give them a pill to deal with the situation, which is fine, but just short term. I mean, I know somebody very close to me that went on after a death in the family. You know, the doctor gives them some Xanax, and all of a sudden, 40 years later, she's still on it and having all the repercussions of being on it that many years. And it's so. What brought this up, though? Well, now let's go back to yours. You're saying that the clonazepam potential for a problem there, and then you led into this whole class of medications. But the patient, the very same patient that we're talking about, or client consult that we were talking about yesterday, that same one was started on an antidepressant because she had had a death in the family. She was started on an antidepressant. She said, I was, of course, upset, but not. She told her doctor, I want to be on something where I won't cry throughout the entire wedding reception, the wedding ceremony of my nephew. He put her on 150 milligrams of sertraline. Put her on 150 milligrams of sertraline. 50 is a starting dose, 100 is a normal, 150 is kind of on the higher side.
Okay.
150, this was 6 years ago. I'm like, why are you still on it? I don't know. I just never took me off of it. I said, so here you are on a medication that's potentially causing a life-threatening drug interaction with your arthritis medicine that you're taking.
Wow.
And you're still on 11. So, of course, we're in the process of going to get her off of that.
Mm-hmm. So can she, would someone, this is just a naive question based being naive, will your body start fighting back on that when you start taking it off that much? Is it going to have some, like, anxiety?
Oh, okay. Well, SSRIs, antidepressants, you do want to wean off of them, but it can be a quicker thing.
Okay.
Whereas I have a whole protocol for getting you off of benzodiazepine, like clonazepam. Matter of fact, I've done two of these since I've been here. I don't even know if I need to go into that, but the same lady that we're talking about here is her best friend. The reason she was there was because her best friend came to see me, and they come together for the consult, and the friend was on not only one benzodiazepine for her anxiety during the day, she was on temazepam at bedtime to help her sleep. She's on two different ones. And so there's a thing called the Aston Manual, which can walk you through how to withdraw and get off these things. And this can be a year-long process.
Wow.
So And that's the kind of thing I do. I work with them on showing him how they can get off of it.
And safely.
Safely. Yeah. So you basically end up on one particular benzodiazepine that's long-acting, and you work it down to the equal doses of the two. Then you keep going down by a milligram every 2 weeks until you get down to 0.5 milligrams and then go off of it.
So the body's having to readjust or rewire itself because it was manipulated by the drug for so long. And, of course, in that field of nutritional nutraceuticals, there are options to also assist people who don't want to be on those heavy-duty drugs like theanine and like anxiocalm and balancing the brain chemistry with even omega-3s, certainly doing exercise, getting sunlight. I mean, you know all of these things. It's truly amazing. I know we have an anxiety clinic on NutritionW.com that Katie, my daughter, and myself brought together six of the leading experts that we could come up with several years ago and put a plan together for how do we teach them the steps they could take down the road to help their own anxiety when it's chronic. And part of that was getting off the medications. And I spoke very heartfelt myself when I had my first panic attack in front of the dumpster downstairs at Nutrition World, and I got on some Xanax. So I know very well how quickly those drugs work. They make you feel so perfect that, of course, they're going to be just addictive because of the pleasure factor, but that is a demon in disguise. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
And I think you're speaking of other alternatives. I think you speak highly of the, I'm trying to think of the, it's anxiocalm, which anxiocalm. Basically it's cone flower, which is echinacea.
A type of echinacea. We gave it out at the Vascular Institute when you and I were there a few weeks ago at Dr.
What's
Lassar's.
The gummy one that I buy? I just bought a gummy.
That was Life Seasons. And
anxiety.
Has,
that's what I take.
Something, but it's great. It has a little bit of GABA, mm-hmm. Ashwagandha,
yeah.
A few other, and it's a gummy, and I know people who take two. Well, you said you take how many?
Three. I take two at night before I go to sleep. Yeah. And every now and then I'll take one in the morning. But usually that's only, and I found it, for me personally, it's not so much for the anxiety. I have this, I don't know, my body's just full of cortisol apparently. But it, for some reason, it helps me with my pain.
Yeah.
Just for me. Just a little bit, just the edge in the morning.
All right. So the recommended on those gummies is mm-hmm. three. Mm-hmm. Why do you take two?
Because I don't take the max of anything. See? I just don't usually take the max of anything.
And me and you must have similar personalities because I was given some of that at our health mm-hmm. fair, and so I started trying it. And guess how many I take when I take it?
Two.
Two.
I don't take. If the full dose is 10, I'm taking 9, 9.5. Man,
Yeah. We are talking about stuff that's so safe.
Oh yeah.
It's not like you're taking an extra little bit of a pharmaceutical could have side effects. Usually the extra in the nutraceutical world is side benefits.
It's good. It's okay.
Yeah.
I will say, though, one thing you mentioned that I bet a lot of people would never put two and two together, but it made me remember a story of having two drugs from two different drug doctors at drugstores. My son was on something years ago. He's 25 now, so he's probably 8 or 9. But we had two things. He had the flu and something else. And he was on some other stuff. So I called the pharmacist for some reason. Just called the pharmacist. I just had this little inkling. I'm like, hey, by the way, my son's been prescribed this for this thing. She goes, what other things is he on? And she looked him up. She goes, well, he's not getting this here. I goes, no, we get that one from CVS. She goes, do not give him. She goes, have you given him that already? I went, no. She goes, put that back in the bottle and come see me.
Very few parents would have probably.
And
when
I took it back down there, and she's like, she goes, I'm gonna call your doctor and get something else. You don't need to be giving him with that. She goes,
it's probably Tamiflu.
One was a permanent thing he had to take, or at least longer form, and the other was an acute something.
Yeah.
So, but when you said that, I'm like, oh, that's must be a much more common problem than I know of.
I mean, the good news is, like we've talked about before, is that luckily these drug interactions aren't an absolute.
Right, right, right.
I mean, like we talked about with the nutraceuticals and the pharmaceuticals, we said, you know, this can happen, this could be significant, but most of the time it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, in this case, it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
It could happen, but the interaction hasn't taken place yet, so luckily for her, this drug interaction hasn't happened, but it could.
Yeah.
Is there a detox plan for opiates like there is with benzodiazepines?
Oh, yeah.
There is? Okay.
Yeah, you can't go cold turkey on.
No, I know. But it would probably take a year, wouldn't it, to do, or even just to reduce dose can be helpful.
And then, but there's other things they can put you on, like naloxone and There's things that they can put you on that help the process be smoother. So. Yeah.
Are you liking getting to know the green pharmacy part of this? I'm sure you have a big wealth of it already, but is every day like Christmas to you? Or are you like, oh my gosh?
How'd you know that?
Yeah.
That's a perfect description for him.
It is, because it's so funny. I came over here and started working in August about 3 hours a day. Oh my gosh, those 3 hours were just incredible, the amount of knowledge I was picking up. I came into this whole thing thinking I knew a lot about ashwagandha and curcumin and the top 10, 15. I had no idea, A, how effective they are, and B, how many things are out there. I mean, it's unbelievable, and it's great to know, because now when I'm seeing these patients to go over their pharmaceuticals with them, I can have great alternatives to go to if we feel like because a lot of them feel like they're tired of being on so many medications.
Yeah.
And they want to get off all these medications. So, but they also want to take care of their problem that they're having. So it's beautiful to know that there's all these options out there.
Yeah. You know, I had Dr. Green was my co-host for probably 4.5 years of this, maybe 5 years of this show, because we're heading into 7 years. I'm not sure when that will be. And I remember him telling me several times a story of his dad, who was a physician. He says, Dad always did three things with every single patient. And I've actually incorporated exactly what his dad did with some tweaking of it. His dad would always tell the patient they're going to be okay. I think that's very important that we give hope to people who are struggling, because there's no one who is completely written off. We always can have hope no matter what the biggest challenges are. Secondly, he would always give them a remedy. Well, his remedies only came from a toolbox from the drugstore, so they had side effects. We have more remedies than they ever thought about that are totally safe. So I give everyone some suggestion, even if it wasn't super appropriate at the moment that I talked to them. In the green pharmacy world, there's no reason you can't find something that can benefit that person, because they need to walk home with something. And that's not from a profit standpoint. And then thirdly, which I really loved, he said, you always touch them on the shoulder. And I have done that now for as long as I've known Green, so about 5 years. And that energy exchange from if you're positioned as a healer of any kind and you just tap someone's shoulders with a few fingers, it changes some of the energetic connections. So I always do this for everybody. I had someone last week who I wanted to get blood work, and I didn't want anything to change, and I didn't want them to eat different or exercise different, but they were struggling to a point where I gave them a nutraceutical that I know will be beneficial in the long-term health, but it really wasn't addressing their particular issue, because they needed to walk out with something. So I'm just throwing that out there as my storyline. But
Yeah, that's good. I was going to ask about the opiate thing, but I know we got to run out of time.
And also, you said today that you love kava, and I did a Instagram on kava. You saw my Instagram, and you're eating there quite often. In fact,
My wife loves it. It's healthy. I mean, yes. I do my own chicken at home just because I like my own organic chicken. So that I do my own at home. But I was going to bring up just real quick while we're on this topic is that I was watching Jim Gaffigan. He's a comedian.
I love him. A pretty good one.
I had forgotten. His best one he ever did was Mr. Universe. I had forgotten all about this. But he started talking about vitamins, and he just trashes them. And then he goes on to talk about other supplements, and I guess he calls it herbs, whatever. And he says, and if you didn't waste your money on this, you're really wasting your money. And I'm thinking, this is the problem. Yeah. This is that people have been somehow... And I know it's in the medical world. I got a doctor that I highly respect who just found out the other day that one of our clients came into him and was saying, look, my vitamin D level's low. I need to do something about this. It's a doctor, all right, medical doctor. Don't worry about your vitamin D levels. Vitamin D is not important. I was flabbergasted that there's a medical doctor that feels that way about vitamin D. But it's prevalent because I lived it for so many years. I don't know exactly where it comes from, but there's a subtle way of discrediting this world that I know works.
I like the way you said that.
Well, and I want to say this as we're getting ready to wrap it up. It also, I can answer a little bit as where it came from, because you can only teach what you've been taught.
Yeah.
So a lot of times the system that you were coming from is generationally just, it's almost like handing down stories. This is how we do things.
Yeah.
And you don't have time to think out of the box because a lot of times you're dealing with serious stuff. And then the profit model is not designed for you to do out-of-the-box thinking. You don't have that kind of time to explore, is vitamin D really important? And if it is, I'm too busy to figure it out. And it may be, but there's 1,000 things I can write a prescription for. The model that we've created is not one that rewards actual health care and conversation. And that's why I'm glad you kind of have, you're staying in that world, but you've removed it and put a foot into this world because you can bridge the two.
Right.
And you feel the pressure of one and the freedom of the other.
Yeah,
and I think that's really good.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, so everybody, again, nutritionw.com. You can go on our coaching platform and make an appointment with Dr. Dehring or any of our other health coaches, but none of the others have your degree and your experience. And again, people who, you know, sometimes when you start pharmaceuticals, you can like, wow, I feel better. My pain's less. My this is better. But those things will wane with time. And when you're on a lot of polypharmacy, which is multiple drugs, your life quality will decrease. Just know that you can have a better life, a happier mental state, a better physical body if it's managed. And Dr. Dehring can do that. Yes.
And just so you know, that most patients that are experiencing polypharmacy are elderly, but most of them are heart patients.
Uh-huh.
And patients with diabetes.
Gotcha.
That happens to be my two specialty areas.
Sweet.
So if you're on multiple medications, and I know you probably don't have time, but I think the other big problem is that I used to have a diabetes clinic. I would want to get people on berberine. The problem was the prescription, their insurance didn't cover it. So they can get their $5 copay for their metformin, but the berberine is going to cost them more than $5. So even though I liked it better, they're going to go with the cheaper route most of the time. Mm. So it'd be nice to find a way, maybe Kennedy will look into this, but how about insurance covering our world where you're actually more safe and often more effective?
Well, even if not, when people know the knowledge that you have about the side effects of drugs, and not all drugs, but most drugs, they will be willing to spend the $20 for the berberine. They just will be. Thank you, as always, Dr. Dehring. You're just such a wealth of information.
Well, thank you.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got several notes, one of which is a big study on vitamin C and pancreatic cancer patients that was so intriguing. That plus as more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, King Podcaster Clint Powell. Tell people your podcasts, because they are stunning.
Yeah, you can go to NougaPodcast.com. That's Nouga Podcast, and that's with an S. It's plural, NougaPodcast.com. You can find The Crimecast with David Roddy, Oath and Pledge with 4 of my veteran buddies. I am not a veteran, but they are. It's all about veteran stuff. You can also find Of By and For the People with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham, politics, cultural headlines, the Constitution, 5 to 9 business coaching, short audios around sales and business ownership. And then, of course, During the Break podcast, that's the original King Daddy, close to 2,000 episodes alone just on that one. I talk to interesting people doing interesting stuff. It's a very, very small bastardized version and my tip of the hat to Joe Rogan type podcast. And then this one comes out. Vital Health Radio is a radio show on Sundays at 9 and 98.1 The Lake, but it also comes out in podcast formats Monday and Tuesday. Vital Health Radio Download.
Wonderful.
There we
wonderful.
Go. Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes. I'd never thought that I would see the grand change that I'd sense coming within the green pharmacy, the holistic field, just ideas that are soundly scientifically backed, not some crazy anecdote stuff, but the stuff that really has some good bases. Well, one of these is something that I have recommended for about 4 decades. A study came out from the University of Iowa Healthcare Carver College of Medicine, and they've shared results from a randomized phase 2 trial testing that showed pancreatic cancer patients' survival doubles if they add vitamin C to the chemo bag.
Really?
And, you know, Linus Pauling, I was so connected to him. And him and one of his fellow researchers, Churaskin, I think was his name. I met him at one of the health food conferences, got a book signed by him. But, you know, here's the mentality of most of the times we've lived, which is Linus Pauling lived, I think, to be 93, died of prostate cancer. And he was the Nobel Peace Prize winner who spoke and researched about vitamin C's ability to extend lifespan and lower cancer rates. And, of course, when he died at 93, they said, see, it didn't work. So that's the mentality of the medical system. It didn't matter if he was 104. They would have said it didn't work. But we know that vitamin C
has... But the studies are there, so...
They're there now. Now, they weren't really super there then, but the bias has always been around and still will be around. It will not get into oncology probably in my lifetime, I will guess, unless you go to some holistic oncologist, which is very, very tough.
But so you can't, just real quick, you just can't request them to put vitamin C in your bag?
No, I have so many oncologists who sometimes says, if you are going to use nutraceuticals, you basically are fired. I will not treat you if you're going to not use exactly what I tell you. This study did find that administering 75 grams of vitamin C three times a week doubled survival rates of patients with late stage pancreatic cancer from 8 to 16 months. I know enough about all these diseases. Pancreatic cancer is the biggest demon, devil cancer that there is.
Yeah.
I only know of one individual, myself, who has survived pancreatic cancer. And look
at
all the movie stars.
Walter Payton, and the running back, Walter Payton, died of, I think it was pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And it happens almost, you find out you got it in your 3 months, 6 months.
Yep. Or at best 2 years. And just,
oh, I've never heard.
And you're discomforting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're giving chemo, which does not extend quality of life at all, decreases it, could extend some months of pancreatic. But I don't understand. I do understand, and I don't, why you would take something that's basically a nerve gas from World War II that is destroying so much of the body just for 3 months.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't add vitamin C to it when it can do no harm. That's what I don't get.
When it can do no
harm.
That's
my thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't get that part. I mean, you want to fire me, I'll see another doctor. That's
they
ridiculous.
Are so fearful of cracking the door open. If they do vitamin C, they're going to think all of a sudden they're going to have to be doing nutritional testing.
God forbid you should do something that makes me better.
And there's also zero profit motive.
That's the other issue. I think the biggest one. Nobody gets paid to syringe fill and dump that into the bag.
None whatsoever. And I've said this so many times, I've lost count. And I say it in the correct tone of voice now to the right person at the right time. I never preach anymore. I might certainly have when I was younger and more foolish. But when you're a cancer patient and they want you to do chemo, they also are looking at your forehead that says, minimum $150,000 on that head, every head. And we're going to set up recliners in these big offices, and we're going to have everyone for $150,000 to $300,000 based on what coded disease you have. So it's a rigged system. It's a rigged system. Yes, it is. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple more little tips for empowering your health, my health, and people we love's health. That and more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app. Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. How long have you been doing this with me now?
I think it's going on a year and a half.
Yeah.
Something like
that. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Yep.
And we get some good feedback.
Yes, and your perfect partner, Joe Public.
Yeah.
From East Ridge High School. So,
wow.
Kind of
just dumbed everybody down
a little bit. Well, I didn't say anything.
No, it's okay. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
All
my friends at East Ridge. Shout out to all you guys. You hey, rock and roll.
My ex-wife went there, so.
Wow. Okay. This is getting way better.
Summit Physical Therapy. You got a lot of chronic aches and pains. You've never had a physical therapist kind of look and analyze what's going on. Come to Nutrition World on Friday, December 15th from 1 to 4, and you'll get a free physical examination. I've been using Summit for quite some time because of my hip replacement. I did a pre-operation. I did a post-operation, and they are amazing companies. Summit Physical Therapy. That's going to be this Friday. Coming up December 15th from 1 to 4. I want to talk really quickly about something. You know, I've been in the gym many decades, as you have, Clint, and you may agree with me, you may not. I think you will. I looked at people a lot. I'm a people watcher, especially when it comes to what they buy at the grocery store. Then I connect with what they look like. I also do it in the gym of seeing how do you work out? How do you change with time? How do you not change with time? The people who do treadmills, the long distance treadmillers, they never change. All they do is slightly get bigger. And so over the years, now they are giving some health benefit to the fact that, you move blood, you're going to be healthier. So I'm not negating that.
No, yeah.
However, there's something that is very important. That's to know what zone two is when it comes to training. What is zone two? Zone two is a level of training on a treadmill or any other aerobic machine that will stimulate more of the body fat to be burned and have more calories accessed and help you in many ways. What most people do is zone one on treadmills. Now, here's the difference. Zone two on a treadmill is if you were doing zone two on a treadmill and your friend was next to you and they were talking to you, if you can talk easily, you're in zone one. If you're having to struggle, but you can still talk, but you're struggling to talk, you're pretty close to zone two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of people who do a lot of treadmills who really get to zone two very often. They stay at 1 to 1.5. They don't get to two. It takes two for 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week to burn that body fat, to escalate your immune system, to decrease cortisol, to move the fluids, to lower blood pressure. Those are zone two training points. And I'm not a treadmiller. I do 10 minutes a day now, and I do 50 floors on this stair stepper. And on the stair stepper, don't even try to talk to me.
Right. Yeah.
That's a devil machine for sure.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. I like the skier too. I like the things that don't put as much pressure on my knees.
Yeah.
Allows me. I can't handle a lot of the running and jarring on a treadmill anymore. So I like that. I like the Jacob's Ladder. We've talked about it. The only thing that's more evil than a stair stepper or any of that is, to me, the Jacob's Ladder is the worst invention ever made.
It was, yes.
And if you can go a couple minutes on that, you're a beast. I love that thing.
Well, accessing the right gym, right equipment is very important. And how many minutes we got, Clint?
Yeah, we got two more minutes.
We got five,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got two. Another minute and a half, you're good.
I got my co-pilot over, watching out for the minutes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking. That's a good way to put it. I am the co-pilot.
Yeah, you're looking.
Do you have words of wisdom for us today?
Yeah, but I don't have time to speak them.
Oh, you can't even paraphrase? Peace, love.
My brain has been a little
mush.
Bit.
You've got mush today.
Negated due to a over the scheduled too much ketamine at the wrong time of day. Okay.
Okay.
But what reason I do it is ketamine is because it helps maintain neuroplasticity. Now, that's a big word for a person from East Ridge. Yeah. Neuroplasticity has to do with how the brain cells communicate.
Does it
with
make
each
you
other.
Grin in a stupid manner when you're about to say something funny like now? Is that what neuroplasticity does for you? Is it makes
it
you
may.
That
it could
you,
be
you,
it.
You feel yourself becoming just a tad bit of a more of a smart ass. And so all of a sudden you smile just
wow.
a little bit.
Ouch.
I like that.
Yeah,
no, ouch. I think you know who you share that with and then we'll go. Your daughter does the same thing.
Meow.
Every time I'm talking to one of y'all and y'all are about to say something a little, you both get this little grin like, I'm about to drop the mic on this guy right here. Well, it's been a good show, though.
It's a perfect way to end it. Yeah. So that will do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.